There's a lot of people here, Mike. Hi. I'll just be honest. I am pretty terrified, and I've been nervous all week. And I'll have to apologize to my family because I didn't tell them that today was going to be the day I was going to share my testimony. So I'll try to keep it together for their sake so I'm not embarrassment. I am Nadine Huffman. My husband Boone and I have been married since 2006. And we are raising 5 amazing children. And my teenage daughters are in here now. Haley's 14 and Allie's 13. We've been attending Ridgeview since either late 2007 or early 2008. But we're very thankful for the way Ridgeview has grown and strengthened our walk with Christ. And it's just a blessing to walk in the doors and feel like you're amongst family. Sorry. My story thus far has not been one full of tragedy and not had to overcome an illness. I've not had to endure the loss of a child. But there was a time in my past that I inflicted a lot of suffering, and I was consumed by sin, and I was living it so much every day that, I mean, it was part of my normal day life. I mean, I walked it, talked it, ate it for breakfast. I mean, that's where I was. And the Bible tells us that sin leads to death, and it's so true. I was so consumed and so all about myself and my bad choices and what I wanted to do that death started to occur all around me. I had death in trust and death in respect that others had for me and that I had for myself. Death in relationships and friendships, a death to my first marriage, and then ultimately, and most fortunately, a death to myself. So I can back up a bit, but I grew up on a ranch southwest of Thedford. My parents still there at ranch today. My dad was 17 when he lost his dad to a heart attack, and he took over his family's ranch and sustained it and built it into our ranch. And then later on in life, took over my other grandparents' ranch. He's worked very hard. He didn't have a hired man. He did it all himself. My mom did help him, but she was also a part-time registered nurse. I had a good childhood. We were not regular churchgoers. I occasionally went to Sunday school and church when we stayed with my grandma, but she would drive up and drop us off and then come pick us up. She didn't even go herself. So I guess in the back of my mind, I knew it was important in some way, but it wasn't a conversation we ever had at home. We never talked about God. We never talked about Jesus and what he did for us. It just wasn't a part of our life conversation. My parents, as hardworking and as smart as they were and respectable and just good people, they did not work well together and they did not parent well. Not one time did we have a conversation about family values and morals and, you know, the standard that we need to uphold our family to and life expectations. I mean, no conversation whatsoever. I mean, there was no solid foundation that they ever tried to establish. And my girls get a lot of talking to, and I'm not going to call them lectures. I like calling them life sessions. And you can thank your grandparents for that. I mean, I just am a firm believer if there's not that solid foundation that kids can hold on to, even if they step away from it, you're just basically laying a layer of quicksand for them. And I have the utmost love and respect, and I honor my parents, but I vowed not to parent like them, and I hope that's coming true. So my teenage years, I turned into a mess real fast. I was always wanting, seeking, searching for a boyfriend, and that consumed me in my high school years. I don't know if I was trying to fill a void. I just wanted to be loved. I wanted to belong to somebody. I don't know exactly what it was all about, but it turned me into kind of a wretch, really. I did not have career goals to go to college. I just wanted to get a good job, get married, have kids. I thought that's what life was supposed to be about. My first year of college, I actually juggled a high school boyfriend and a college boyfriend, and I was a complete wretch and a complete mess. And when the high school boyfriend got smart, that was the first time I felt rejection and just heartbreak, I guess. And so I clung on to the college guy who was flunking his classes, not motivated to do anything but party, and had no real plans for the future. So he was a winner. And but I was nothing myself. We were completely two losers in love. So the year 2000, we got pregnant, we got married, we bought a house, and we had our first baby, Haley. A lot of joy there, but it wasn't the fairy tale that I had envisioned. And life got real hard real fast. I had to work full-time. I was taking care of the house, and I was taking care of a baby really without much of a helpmate. 6 months later, I found out we were pregnant again. And I don't know how that happened exactly. But we had our Allie Grace, and life continued just to be really hard. We were living paycheck to paycheck. Financially, I was stressed out completely. It just wasn't at all what I had thought my grown-up life was supposed to be like. My husband thought that gambling and blackjack would be a good way to supplement our income, but the odds were rarely, rarely in his favor. And we just continued to spiral kind of financially out of control. I was working a day shift, he was working a night shift, so our lives really became separate. And I just kind of fell into my old ways of thinking that this wasn't good enough for me, and I wanted better. There was a lot of lies, a lot of secrets, a lot of deceivement. Is that a word? Deceiving? I don't. My husband lied and deceived about the gambling and the many issues, and I was a liar and deceiver about relations with a coworker. So as it always does, the truth came out, and I crushed his world, and I really started to hate everything about myself and who I was, and just sunk into kind of a deep depression. We had a year where the fighting was so intense that we couldn't afford just to even divorce or live separately. So we just separated in our house, and we tried to manage everyday life with raising two babies when there was no love between us. When the time came that I needed to end everything and end all ties, I changed my attitude about my life. I didn't want to ever be with anybody again. I didn't want to have any heartache again. I didn't want to be a disappointment to anybody. And it was May of 2004, May 28th, 2004, that God started to reveal himself to me. And I had never given him much thought at all. And I had never acknowledged him in my life. But I was in a wedding. And I walked down the aisle with a complete stranger. And we had to dance at the bridal party together. And we had a lot of conversation. And I just irked up my whole past. I let him know everything. And he was the first person in my life that told me no matter what I had done, even though I didn't think I deserved to be forgiven, that God would forgive me. And he told me that even though I thought I was unworthy and undeserving of being happy, he told me that God said I was worthy. And that really sparked my curiosity about who this God was. And I was able to move back to my parents with my little girls. And July, I sat down, I was by myself, and I watched the movie The Passion of the Christ. And it was as if Jesus took the blindfold off my eyes that I'd had all of my life. And if you've ever had an aha moment, that was the most impactful moment I have ever had in my life. When everything just became crystal. I mean, I knew in that moment who Jesus was and what he had done for me. And my knees buckled and I just hit the floor and I cried and I bawled like a baby. I was a mess. And I begged for forgiveness and I just pleaded with God to, I just was so sorry. I did not know his son did that for me. I did not know that that's what he went through. I didn't know that that that's what he was about. And I was very thankful that God used that moment to reveal himself, and that Jesus showed me that the void in my heart that I had been trying to fill all those years, it was him that all I need. That's all I needed. And I know he held me that night as my old self died. And he transformed me inside and out. And I am only here today because of the work that he did. And when I wasn't wanting anybody, he wanted me. When I wasn't searching for anybody, he was pursuing me. And he captured me. And the stranger that I walked down the aisle with that day that tell me about God. It's my husband, Boone, and we're going to be married 10 years next year. And I'm so thankful that God used him to ultimately save my life and save my girl's life. And that's my story. I know there's a lot easier ways to come to Jesus than what happened to me, but I was stubborn and I needed just to be broken. And just very thankful for where I am today and who I am today, because this woman, this sister, the friend, the mother, the daughter, the wife that I am today did not exist 11 years ago. You would not have been able to find me anywhere. And I don't have to deal with my old self. I don't have to think about her. I don't have to relive any part of that. And just very thankful for Jesus, and I love my husband to pieces, but I know that Jesus is my one and only, and he always will be. So thanks for your time.